All right, we'll do a piece in the Maharal Zagara. It's about Halach Ma'anya. So you know that the Torah calls matzah lechem oni. So why is it? What do you think? Why is it called lechem oni?
They're in a rush, like poor people don't really have time or whatever.
Poor people don't have time? Yes, they could be. Usually poor people have a lot of time. Why is it cheap? What's cheap about it? What's cheaper than it than regular bread?
It's not given any thought. It's baked quickly. It's made quickly. It's not something that people invest time into. Therefore, it's cheap.
Okay. It's ironic because it's much more expensive than regular bread is. But
because it makes you poor. That's why it's called.
That's good. Good one. Now we know why it's called lechem oni. Okay, yo oni, if you look in the standard translations of a lot of them, they'll write that it's the bread of affliction. So like a language of Inui, which means to torture. But we'll see that the Maharal has a different take completely on this. So let's take a look. Okay, it says the Maharal, Halach Ma'anya. Yesh l'shol. Lama nekra matza lechem oni. Why is the matza called lechem oni? Are you efshar shi yina'e? Kamatza shlema. Ve'al shem ma nekra matza lechem oni. Why is it called lechem oni, says the Maharal? Because it could be very nice. Like, for example, a matzah shlema, full matzah. You got those nice round matzahs, or a square if you're into that. Whichever one you like, a full one, a whole one. It's very nice. What's wrong with it? Hayiti l'ksada sheretzu lefaresh direi agada azot delachach nekra onim b'nei shein mucha v'in agavoa shachametz kashin chametz v'nasa agavoa matzah hunu mucha kemo ani azeh lechach hu lechem oni. So some say, or those that say, the Maharal says, he's quoting them, they say that it's lechem oni because it is low down, it's lowly. The whole difference between matzah and chametz is whether it's, inflated. So the matzah is low down, like the poor man is low down, so too also, therefore, the matzah is low. Okay, that's one shot. Atama sheni, pat ha-matzah, hi kasheh l'tachel. So another pshat that he's quoting that other people said is that the matzah is difficult on the digestion, as we all know. And that's why it's the food of the poor. In order so that it won't be digested quickly in his intestines. And in other words, that way the he satiated for a longer time. And what is it saying that we say in the Haggadah? Okay, it's one thing that it's called halach, it's called lechem oni in the Torah, but here in the Haggadah, this is in the Maharal is talking about the paragraph that says halach ma'anya de'achlu avatana b'mitzrayim. So we say that this is the lechem oni that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim. Right, so what does it mean that they ate in Mitzrayim? So he says, according to this pshat, again, the ani, it's called lechem oni because the poor people like to eat it because it's slow on digestion and therefore makes for longer lasting satiation. So therefore, he says that also that's why we ate it in Mitzrayim, perush, that is to say, kim the Mitzrayim ayu mitzrim achilim es Yisrael matzah kadesh sheyitachel mitztimuka shalem loyitachel shederech lachil matzah lavdim nausim es avoda. That the Mitzrayim would actually feed us matzah when we were in Mitzrayim, not regular bread, but matzah, in order so that they wouldn't have to feed us that much, that we wouldn't be hungry. And then that way we would be able to do our work and not have to eat so many times during the day. Ad kan divrei. These are the words of these people that he's quoting. Okay, so again, two pshatim. One pshat was that it's low, like the poor man is low. And the second pshat is that it is, oh, Ozzy, join me. And the other side is that it was So the Maharal is saying, just to recap for you, the Maharal is saying here that we know that the Torah calls matzah lechem oni. It's a poor man's bread, right? So, why is it called that? So he gave two pshatim first so far. First, he said that it's poor man because the bread itself is low. Just like the poor man is low, so it's also the matzah is low. Second pshat, he's quoting from other people. Second pshat is that he's saying that it's a poor man eats matzah because it takes longer to digest. He doesn't have that much to eat, so he wants the feeling of being full for longer. And he says that that's, according to that pshat, these people say that that's why in Mitzrayim, it says in the Gada that we were eating it in Mitzrayim. What does it mean that we're eating it in Mitzrayim? It means that the Mitzrayim actually fed it to us as slaves because they wanted us to not have to eat all day and just eat one meal, and that'll take us long time to digest it all throughout the day, and that way we could continue working and not have to, first of all, not eat that much, and also not eat the drink and not stop our labor. Okay, so this is what the Maharal is quoting from other people. It says the Maharal, these pshatim are like, they are denying the psukim and the truth, meaning that he's saying they're wrong. Ki lo nimtza b'shum makom, we don't find in any place, lo b'kasuv, lo b'mishnah, lo b'talmud, neither in the Torah, in the Mishnah, or in the Talmud, shamitrim yumachil mitzra matzah, that the mitrim gave his bnei Yisrael matzah. We never saw such a thing. Not a rabba. The opposite. The Sifrei, in the Midrash Sifrei, Amru, they said, b'parshas baloscha, zacharnos adagash anachav b'mitzrayim, chinam. That we remember, it says in the Pasuk, that we remember the fish that we ate in Mitzrayim for free. Yesh b'inan b'inyan shamitrim ayun notim them dagim chinam. Was it possible that the mitrim would give fish for free to the Jews, that the Jews had to go work and they weren't giving them straw? So if they weren't giving them straw, were they giving them fish? Obviously not. And therefore, what does it mean that there was chinam? It means it was free from mitzvos. So I'm assuming what he means to say there is that we were eating fish, just that it wasn't free. I guess that's what he's saying. I'm not sure. What's the raya from that? The oj akasav omer lo tochal alav chametz shevet yamim tochal alav matzot lechem oni ki bechibazon etzatam mitzrayim. It says that when you're eating, it says that you can't eat chametz during Pesach, and rather you should eat matzah. Why? Because it's lechem oni. Because you left Mitzrayim quickly. So he says, "V'im lechem oni nikra Hashem shemachilin to ani." If lechem oni is called that because it's what a poor man eats, lama amra Torah tochal av matzot lechem oni shemachilin to anim ki bechazu hipazon yitzata. Why would the Torah say that you should eat lechem oni, which is what they feed poor people, because you left Mitzrayim quickly? Lama kra oto shem oni? Why would the Torah call it shem oni? Because it's referring to the geula, how we left Mitzrayim. That's what the pasuk says. We're eating it because we left Mitzrayim quickly. So why is it calling it on this like base name lechem oni? If it's talking about geula, you shouldn't have this. It's not appropriate. I'm not perish it over. This is the pshat. Ki amatzav nikar lechem oni hefech matzah ashira. There is matzah ashira. Right? You ever hear matzah shira? In America, it's much more common. So matzah shira means that it's matzah that has, it's basically matzah, meaning it wasn't risen, it didn't rise, but it has other stuff in it. Usually the most common one is egg matzahs, right? So the egg matzahs are very heavy in the eggs. They don't have any water in them. It's just egg. There's also apple juice matzahs. There's other kinds also, but the maisa, you're talking about matzah, which is very rich. Okay, that's called matzah ashira. Now that you can't use for the Eilat Seder. You can't use that for the night for the mitzvah of eating matzah. Now not to use it because it's ashira. Zohar, join us. We're learning about lechem oni. Pull up a chair. You ever think about why matzah is called lechem oni, Zohar?
Because it's because it's poor people's bread.
Oh, it's poor people's bread. Very good. So why? So what does it mean? It's poor people's bread.
It doesn't have a. It doesn't like. It can't. It doesn't rise. So basically, it's just.
We never thought about it, right? I also never thought about it until I saw this maral. Okay. Good. 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 Very good. Okay.
Okay.
So the maral says like this. The maral saying he's starting another pshat. He gave two pshatim before, but he rejected them. So now let's start with the new pshat that he wants to say. Perish davar ki matza nikra lechem oni hefech matza shir. You know what matza shir is? You ever had egg matzahs, for example? You've had egg matzahs, right? So egg matzahs are made without water, just eggs. It's very rich, okay? But it has other flavor. It's not just matzah, obviously. So that you cannot use for Leila Seder, right? For Leila Seder, you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah, right? You know this? All right. Okay, good. And you can't use egg matzahs. Okay, there's also matzahs that are made with like wine or with like apple juice and stuff like that. You can't use those matzahs for Leila Seder. Okay, it's kosher for Pesach. Well, it's kind of a little bit controversial, but it's in Pashas, it's kosher for Pesach. You can find it with Hashir. But you cannot use it for the mitzvah, to be mekayim the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leila Seder. You can't use those matzahs, right? That's called matzah ashira. It's only matzah that's called lechem oni, which you're allowed to use for Leila Seder.
Really?
Yeah. So he says like this. This is what he says. Amnam, perish of davar, ki amatza nekar lechem oni efech matzah ashira. The reason why it's called lechem oni is because it's the opposite of matzah ashira. Sheka asher yesh ba shemen v'dvash, nikris ashira, when it has oil in it, or honey in it, then it's called ashir, it's called rich. Because these things enrich the bread.
Like actually the taste of it?
The taste of it. They make give it a deeper, richer taste. This is a beautiful word that I love this word. The poor man only has himself. He's nothing else. He's poor. We're talking about really poor. Really poor. He's got nothing. All he has in the world is himself. He has no money. Just himself and his body. And also the matzah. When it all only has in its is the essence of the dough. Because the essence of a dough is just bread and water. It's just bread and water. It's just flour and water, right? That's the essence of the dough. The pure essence is just flour and water. That is the essence of a dough. And that is why it's called lechem oni. Because it's just itself. Anything you add to that, you add honey, you add... Even salt, right? We don't even add salt to matzahs that we eat for Leila Seder. Even salt we don't add. Even though technically I think we could add it. But we don't add it. Nothing. Right? That's because it's just itself. It's just pure lechem. Without anything attached. Nothing added. V'im yesh bo se'or o chametz. Tam ha-se'or v'ha-chametz who no safa letzam isa. And if there is leavening in the bread or chametz in the bread, which is, I don't know, it's probably the same thing as far as I know, but, right? So then it has an additional taste. Also, the airiness and the fluffiness of bread is also an additional taste. It's something extra than the actual dough itself. And that's even more rich than a matzah ashira. Because matzah ashira, because it has an additional... you know, flavoring, and has an extra juice or liquid, whatever it is, that's why it's called matzah ashira. Bamnam isa sheish ba seor chametz, yatza yoter minyan matzah sheish begufa isa chametz, melachena matzah, hi lechem oni. Okay, but when it comes to, like, leavened bread, like what we call bread, so there, it's even more removed from the idea of lechem oni, because it has you know, in of itself, it already has extra stuff. It's not just an additional flavor added to it. It itself has transformed. And therefore, it is even less like the lechem oni. Now, we still haven't gotten to the point yet, but okay. Now it'll be difficult to you. Maybe you'll ask Akasha. We said before, the psukim say that we have to eat matzah, lechem oni, it says. Lechem oni, you eat because you left Mitzrayim quickly. So it's an idea of geula. Okay. It's not supposed to be representing our affliction. And many agadas, you translate lechem oni as the bread of affliction. So the Maharal is saying that's patently wrong, because the whole idea in the pasuk is that we're eating the matzah to represent our geula. You don't remember the geula by the affliction. It's true that on Leil HaSeder we do also remember the affliction. We have maror and we have the charoses, and we do remember the affliction also. It's true, but there's different like functions for different things though. If the matzah's function is to remember the geula, you shouldn't be reminding it. The thing itself shouldn't be talking about the affliction. But yet, a lot of translations will say lechem oni is bread of affliction. So the Maharal is saying now, on his shot, right? What if I'm telling you that it's an oni? Why it's poor? Because why? There's nothing added to it. Excuse me. So that's not. I hear my head. So that's not geula. How does that represent geula? It's also poor. It's got nothing. Why is that? Why is that geula? Listen to this beautiful idea. Halo shnei apachim im chayrus vanius, right? Halo davar ze en kasha. This is not it. Ki anius batzmo hoyra al hageula. Poverty itself shows geula. It shows redemption. Listen to this. This is an amazing idea. She'ein inyan hageula. Because the idea of geula is sheyotzei ve'ein lo shum tzeiruf el zulato. The idea of geula, redemption, is that you leave, you've left, and you have no connection to anything other than yourself. As opposed to the eved, lo kamo ha'eved, as opposed to the slave, she'eino omed ba'atzmo. He doesn't stand alone. He doesn't stand by himself. He doesn't have himself. Yesh lo tziruth el zulato. He has a connection to something other than himself. Hu adon, that is his master. L'chach ha'davar, sheyesh bo ashirut, eino omeid batzmo. The thing that has wealth, he doesn't stand by himself. Rak yesh lo tziruth el kinyano, ve'ein baze geula. It's an amazing idea. It's such a modern idea. This is written in the 1500s. Who would think like this? It's crazy. But he says, the person who is rich, he's not free. Because he's not free of to be himself. He's not alone. Because he has connections to things that he has acquired, to his wealth, to his property. He's connected to them. Ain beze geula, that's not geula. Aval adavar sheish bo niyut, but that which is poor, the ain lo kinyan rako made batzmo, and it doesn't have anything. He doesn't own a thing, this guy. He just stands on his own. Shaykh bo geula, for him, there's geula. Kiilu aya matza, shi lechem oni, morel b'nei adam shehem b'nei chorin. If matza, which is the lechem oni, which is representing people that are b'nei chorin, then we would ask, like we said before, poverty is not a simon of cheirus. He's saying like this: it's not that the matzah is representing free people. It's not what it's talking about. It's not a representative of free people. If it was free people, okay, free people and poverty usually doesn't mix. That's not usually what you would associate free people with. But that's not what the matzah is representing. The matzah is representing the freedom itself. It's not representing the free people. It's representing the movement from slavery to freedom. That's what it represents. And you missed the ikar, I got to say. But
so it represents.
Let's just finish and then I'll give you a summary. I lost the place. And the whole idea of the Yetzia, the Geula, is that you no longer have that connection to something else other than yourself. You are yourself, and that's it. And that's why we were commanded to eat lechem dafka matzah on Leil HaSeder, because it represents, because what does the matzah have? It has just the essence of the bread itself. There's nothing else connected to it. In order that there shouldn't be any connection to anything on the night of Geula. And then we will be able to acquire in ourselves Geula, which essentially is removal anything that we are attached, any earthly attachments. Aval matzah shira, ba matzah shira, eno yotzeva, you can't be yotze with it. Bavor ki yesh lazos ha-matzah tzeiruf, because that matzah has connection to other things. Mahu ha-mashke, and that's the added juices that was put into it. Shenatan ba, ve'ein kan gula, and therefore that's not gula. I'll stop there. He goes on, there's a lot more, but I'll stop with that. Essentially, Maharal is saying an amazing idea. What he's saying is, matzah is called lechem oni because there's nothing else added. There's no fruit juice, there's no leavening agents, nothing else is added to it. So it's, and that's the difference between lechem oni versus lechem ashira. Matzah ashira is when there's fruit juice added. Lechem oni is when there's nothing else added. Right? That's the idea. Now, so then he says, okay, so why does that represent geula? Remember one of his kashas that he had on one of the other pshatim was, it doesn't represent geula. If it's bread of affliction, how is that geula? He says, no, that is geula. Geula means no ties. No ties, no earthly ties. No, nothing connected to anything. Just you stand alone. You stand alone. You are your own man. You're by yourself. And you have no need, you have no subservient to anything else. That's what geula means. The rich man is, to a certain extent, he's tied down to his belongings. He's tied. He has these earthly ties. He doesn't have geula. And there used to be a screensaver on the computers when we used to have computers in the yeshiva because guys didn't have devices. So when we had computers, so the screensaver used to say there are some, it was on there for years. It used to say there are some people who are so poor, all they have is money. Because that's not who you are. That's not you, right? Geula means that you stand alone. You are independent, free. You are free. Free from anything, free from any ties that bind you. That's the idea of geula. And that's what matzah represents. Matzah represents just the pure essence of the bread. The pure essence of the bread is just flour and water. That's what bread is. Anything else, any additional, even if it just leavens, where it's already transforming, that's already something else. And if you add in fruit juices, you're adding in something else. It's now tied to those other things. Lechem oni is just the matzah, just the pure essence of the bread, and that is the geula. It's a nice feast, no?